Let's start the hour with where we are on the Senate tax plan. Last night, it passed out of the Budget Committee along a 12-11 party line vote. The Senate may vote as soon as tomorrow. So who came out with the change they wanted? Who's still waiting? Kelsey Snell is congressional reporter for NPR on Capitol Hill. And Kelsey, yesterday you talked about this trigger that would raise taxes back if the cuts proposed raise the deficit too much. Who wanted that? Did they get it?
Yeah. Yesterday, this was the big talk of the Capitol. And the senators I talked to last night and today definitely sound more confident about this bill, in part because it seems like there is an agreement to add this trigger in as an amendment, something that was asked for by Senators Jeff Flake of Arizona and Bob Corker of Tennessee. And basically, like you said, it would automatically increase taxes if the economy doesn't grow as much as expected. So the idea is it would be added as an amendment early in the voting process, which could start as early as today.
But even Susan Collins, who was skeptical about the way the plan would raise the deficit, said she was told, you know, last night that she would have amendments. A lot of the deal making was premised on that, the assumption there'd be this conference when the bill passes so senators could get these concessions. Is there a sense that that's definitely going to happen?
Sure. When I spoke to Collins yesterday, she said that she had a very strong reason to believe. She was given the impression that this conference will definitely happen. But it's important to remember that this is being done as part of the budget process. And the budget process is kind of this freewheeling way of allowing tons of almost unlimited amendments. Mm-hmm. So over the next couple of days, so long as they can start voting on this tax bill, just about everybody in the Senate will have a chance to try to amend this legislation before it comes for a final vote.
Okay. Well, another big question was bigger tax cuts for these so-called pass-through businesses. These are, you know, medium and sometimes very large companies whose profits pass through to the owners who have to file for them under individual tax rates, often ultimately higher than the corporate rate. As we said yesterday, 70% of these pass-through, the pass-through income is going to the top 1% of the income earners in America. But Ron Johnson of Wisconsin really wanted lower rates. Did he get that?
Well, what Johnson and a couple of other senators were asking for was to cut the rate from 25% as proposed in the bill right now down to 20%, which is where they would set the corporate rate. We don't know for sure if he got that. It's still being discussed. But what we do know is that Johnson was satisfied enough that he was one of those people on the Budget Committee who voted for the bill, voted to move the bill out of committee and out to the floor. So we should find out in the next couple of hours if he did get that piece he was asking for.
Okay. In the minute we have, there's a closely watched report coming out as soon as tonight from the Joint Committee on Taxation on what this bill would add to the debt. What's the sense of how that will impact the vote?
Well, it actually impacts whether or not it can even get a vote. So we are expecting to see not just if it adds to the deficit in 10 years, but in the years out in the future. It probably won't convince a lot of Republicans to vote for or against this bill, but it's an important data point as the debate goes forward.
Right, because they can't go above a certain amount of money, I think $1.3 trillion or something. $1.5 trillion, in order to vote the way they want. So everybody's watching that vote. We'll keep that report coming out. We'll keep an eye on it as well. Kelsey Snell, congressional reporter for NPR from the Capitol. Thank you.
Thank you.